You're listening to The Art Cityscape. Hi, and welcome to a special episode of the Art Cityscape podcast. For this episode, I decided to ask our staff members, what is something you wish more residents knew? As a city organization, we have a lot of information to share. It's possible we are frequently answering the same question on an individual basis and aren't effectively getting info out to the general public. This episode will provide some of that information. Without further ado, here are some things we wish more residents knew. First, our police and dispatch want people to know that we're here to help, but you shouldn't call 911 unless you have a life or death emergency. The reason why this is important is because we want our dispatchers to be available to respond to people who are having life or death emergencies. We have a non-emergency line you can call. Sometimes people call 911 when their power goes out, and it's not a life-threatening situation. If your power goes out, we suggest you look for any social media messaging or phone alerts from the city. Please do not call 911. Second, our solid waste team wants you to know that you can get an extra garbage can for about $11 a month. If you find yourself frequently running out of garbage space, this is a good idea. If your garbage spills due to overloading it, our drivers are not responsible for cleanup. Third, a couple of tidbits from our grounds division. One, Jolly's Ranch Campground is owned by the city and has resident discounts for reservations. Unlike the U.S. Forest Service or state campgrounds, it does not have senior discounts. Another common point of confusion is that despite being close to the border of Springville and Mapleton, Evergreen Cemetery is in Springville City. The Mapleton Cemetery and Evergreen Cemetery are not the same thing. Fourth, you can sign up to make sure you get emails for city meeting agendas anytime there is an update. If you go to utah.gov/PMN, you can subscribe to Springville City Council or any of the boards or commissions to make sure you never miss an agenda. Fifth, our community has a real gem with the Springville Museum of Art. There are some things you might not know. Exhibits are changing there every few months. There are free online educational resources, and you can schedule private or group tours for free. Visit the museum website at smofa.org for more info. Number 6. Our inspectors want you to know that most remodel projects and additions require a building permit and inspections. This requirement comes from state law and helps to make sure that the work being done is safe. You can call 801-489-2704 to learn whether a project you're contemplating needs a permit. Seventh, you know how wonderful Springville Public Library is, but there are a few things you might not know. One is that the drive-thru book drop is open 24/7. Another is that there are programs for all ages at the library. They aren't just for kids. Finally, there are some surprising items to use and check out from the library, such as video games and VR sets. Follow Springville Library on Instagram to see all the amazing things going on there. The last thing our staff wants you to know is that you can sign up to receive citizen alerts via our emergency communication system called Everbridge. You can decide what kind of alerts you want and be notified when there are things such as water main breaks, power outages, and more. Go to springville.org, click Services at the top, and select Emergency Notifications to sign up. Well, we hope you found some of this information valuable. Feel free to reach out to us if you have any questions. We'll keep the podcast going in 2023 and be back in your feed soon. Happy holidays and a happy new year.